From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Guess what?
What's that?
We have become a rumor on the internet. I swear, I found a blog, and a gentleman is writing and is convinced that we are conducting an illicit affair. And not only conducting an illicit affair, but that there's trouble, and we soon may be breaking up. You have to know. I mean, if we're having an affair, I figured you should know.
Let's keep this a secret from your husband, Neil.
Let's do that, shall we? Well, maybe we could consider it an affair of the mind.
There we go.
That we conduct every week, and that involves doing these amazing puzzles that you give us. And you left us with a challenge last week that was pretty difficult.
Well, it came from Steve Dobenspeck of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. And I started out by pointing out that the word typewriter can be typed on the top row of a typewriter, and that the phrase top row can also be typed on the top row. And the puzzle was, think of a two-word phrase, 9 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the second, that names a common sort of group of actors. They can also be typed on the top row of a typewriter. What phrase is it?
What phrase is it?
Well, the intended answer was repertory troupe. We also accepted puppeteer troupe.
Wow. Well, you know, it mustn't have been that hard because we did have 2,200 listeners who came up with the answer, and our randomly selected winner actually had both answers. And he's Dr. Timothy Pierce from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Dr. Pierce.
Hello.
So what do you do there in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I'm a curator of mollusks. I take care of a research collection of snails and clams here, and I also conduct research on mollusks.
No kidding. How big is your collection?
We have about 125,000 lots, and a lot is one species from one place at one time.
Wow. How does that compare to other, I don't know how many there are, collector of mollusks in the country?
Well, we're number 15 in the U.S.
Not bad.
Largest.
Now, is this something that started when you were a kid and went to the beach and started picking up shells in your plastic bucket?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I've been collecting mollusks. I've been collecting snails, I guess, since I was 3. My mom tells me that she can remember when I was collecting them.
Oh, wow. Nice to get paid for what you love, huh?
Oh, I feel like I get paid to do my hobby. Wonderful.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I have. I'm trying to remember. I think it's been at least 12 years, so possibly longer than that.
Wow. You really are a veteran. Well, I'm glad that we were able to finally randomly pick your entry.
Well, I'm finally a random person.
Yes. And are you ready to play? You sound like you are.
Well, I've got my thinking cap on.
Okay. Well, Will, please meet Tim, and let's play.
All right, since we're at the start of a new television season, I've brought a TV-related puzzle. Every answer today is the name of a TV show, past or present, that is an anagram of the word I give you. For example, if I said Paso, P-A-S-O, you would say soap. All right, number one is Sham, S-H-A-M. 1970s, 80s sitcom. One of the highest-rated programs of all time. MASH is right. Number two is Bear, B-E-A-R. It's a current sitcom.
All right, then I won't.
Or a recent one.
Watch TV in decades.
Uh-oh.
I'll need some massive hints on this one.
This is the one that's the star is a country music singer?
Yes, yeah, her first name.
Reba.
There you go, Reba.
Reba, okay.
Next one is Yips, Y-I-P-S. This was from your era. Y-I-P-S, it was a 1960s espionage show.
Bill Cosby?
I Spy.
Yeah.
I Spy, there you go.
All right.
Horde, H-O-A-R-D. It's a 1970s sitcom.
Rhoda.
Rhoda, good. Bantam, B-A-N-T-A-M, 1960s.
Oh, then I should know that one. Let's see.
I can hum the theme song for you.
There you go, try it.
Da, 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 da,
oh,
da.
Batman. There
Batman,
go.
Good hint.
Thank you, Leanne. That's good.
Isles, A-I-S-L-E-S, 1950s through 70s. It was an adventure show starring an animal.
Oh, Lassie.
Lassie is it. Refines, R-E-F-I-N-D-S. It was a 1990s, 2000 sitcom. And even if you never saw it, I am positive you heard of this.
Well, you can make finders out of it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the name of the show.
No, but you got the right first letter.
Friends.
Friends, good, good, good. And your last one, derision, D-E-R-I-S-I-O-N, 1960s, 70s police drama.
No, that one's not coming to me.
Raymond Burr?
Raymond Burr starred.
In a wheelchair?
Ironside.
Ironside is right.
For someone who doesn't watch TV, it did pretty well.
Oh, and those were a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point, to have some fun. And you also get some things. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. What's your public radio station?
I listen. Oh, we're members of WDUQ here in Pittsburgh.
I love that word, member. That's a great word. Dr. Tim Pierce from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
All right. Will, what's the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week?
Well, take the word imagine. It contains the letters of the state Maine, M-A-I-N-E, in left to right order, although not consecutively. Similarly, the word congregation contains the letters of Oregon in left to right order. What common 15-letter word contains the letters of Wyoming in left-to-right order? And I'll give you a hint. It's a new word since the 1990s in the English language, and it's not formed by adding ing on the end of another word. So again, a common 15-letter word that contains the letters of Wyoming in left-to-right order. What word is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with a puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, I'm going to have to get this answer on the radio next Sunday. I'm going to be at the beach. Maybe I'll collect some mollusks for Dr.
Okay.
Pierce, okay? And Sheila Cast will be sitting in here, and I know she's dying to play the game. So you'll meet her and a new listener. And thanks a lot for this week, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.